Okay, once more, we're going to do a live video, the continuation of what we tried to put, and it went offline. But I just want to encourage people, and I'm saying this to others right here too, to believe on Jesus Christ. Paul had a question posed to him, and that is, the Philippian jailer said, "What must I do to have eternal life? What must I do to be saved?" And Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And that's the message. Our country needs to hear that good news. The last thing our country needs is for God's people to shut our mouths. That's what they want us to do. But we got to speak up. We need to stand up. We need to not be afraid. We need to speak in love. Speak the truth in love. We need to give the good cheer. Hey, there's some smiles on the faces right there on Facebook Live. Way to go. All right, good to hear that. Hey, we want to give you that good news and to give you the news that will give you an encouragement. The last thing our country needs is for us to be quiet. We live in a crisis time. But it's for the sake of our country, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our families, for the sake of never dying souls around us, we need to speak up. And I encourage all those who believe the truth as it is in Jesus Christ to spread the good news. And so I'm saying this to encourage others. The media is not going to broadcast us. They're not going to do that because they're prejudiced against us, so many of them. They always like to say bad things. They don't want to talk about the good news that's in Jesus Christ because they're prejudiced. And so we got to speak up. This needs to be a grassroots effort. And we need to speak up in multitudes about Jesus Christ. Our land used to be full of people who are preaching the glorious gospel of Christ. That was a time in which we don't have the problems that we have today. And the reason why we have the problems we got today is because we have thumbed our nose at God and we've been indifferent to what He has to say. So if you want to have the good cheer, you need to listen to the conditions that are necessary. You know, a doctor, if you want to feel good, you got to follow the doctor's orders. You might have to take some nasty tasting pills. You may have to also take a shot, or you may have to go through an operation under the surgeon's knife. But if it all works out, it'll make you feel better. Well, the great physician, Jesus Christ, has some conditions that so that if you follow those the doctor's orders, then you will feel better. You will not only feel better, you'll fare better. You'll have eternal life. You will be in heaven forever. But those conditions are: repent, turn from your sins. Yeah, it's tough. That's an awful medicine. It's like a knife and it cuts you, but we got to come and follow the doctor's orders. And then we're in a position to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, to receive the good news, to be of good cheer. So follow the doctor's orders. Follow what Jesus Christ said there at Calvary. What did He say? He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." How can you have forgiveness in Jesus Christ? You can have forgiveness in Jesus Christ by following the doctor's orders. The doctor's orders, again, might be painful at first, but it ends up making you feel better. It makes you fare better. And that's what Jesus has. He came in the world to do that. We got good news. We don't have condemning news. We have good news. But you got to follow the doctor's orders. If you don't follow the doctor's orders, then don't expect to feel better. Don't expect to fare better. But He's given it to us in love. He came to the sin-cursed world. He knew He'd be despised and rejected and treated like trash. And yet He came anyway. That's love. He gave His life at Calvary. Loved enough to give Himself. It wasn't just a bunch of talk, but He proved it by His actions as He hung there on the cross. That's love like you will never ever see in Allah. You won't see it in Hindu gods. You won't see it in all these other gods that are proclaimed in this world. Only Jesus loved enough to come and be a man and live a perfect life and die on the cross to save people from their sins. You know, a lot of people talk about salvation by works. Well, how many good works you got to do to get to heaven? And how many bad works do you got to keep from doing to be able to still go to heaven? Do you find any religious book that tells you that? That's not a religious book on the face of the earth. It would take so many volumes you wouldn't have time to read them. And besides that, it ain't true. So, when people talk about, well, you got to do this to get to heaven, you got to do that, blah, blah, blah. There's no authoritative book that tells you what exactly to do, how your good works can outweigh your bad works or anything like that, because there is no such thing. That's why salvation is not by our works, but salvation is by the work that Jesus did at the cross. That is beautiful. That is good news. If it had to do with me, salvation had to do with me, I'd be damned to hell. But because it has to do with Jesus, I am going to be sure to go to heaven. Because my salvation is not dependent on me. My salvation is dependent on Jesus, what He did at Calvary. He paid the penalty of death, hell, and the grave so that everyone that would believe on Him, everyone that would trust in Him, everyone that believes on Jesus Christ would have everlasting life. Now come on now. Who wants a tract? Who wants a piece of literature to be able to hear about this? That wants to know more about this? That's what I'm going to give you, is some kind of literature to tell you more about it so you can follow up on it. To be bold and tell people, this is the church we come from. I'm the pastor of that church. You want to hear about Jesus? No? No? Okay. All right. Go ahead. Trust in Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only one who can give you what you need and what I need. It's only through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Once again, we're over here on Peters Creek and Trademark Boulevard. This is a place they said that I could come legally, and I don't want to be disrespectful of our government officials. And so I'm thankful for the opportunity that I have to be able to preach the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ as Christ has commanded, without fear of persecution. And I have freedom of speech, at least at this point in time. I have freedom of religion, at least at this point in time in my country. Do you want to hear about this, sir? All right. Spread the good news. That's what our country needs. All right. God bless you. But we want to tell you that Jesus is the answer to the problems of our land today. Jesus is the answer to all the misery that we have today. And most people will not deny the fact that there's plenty of misery in our country today. Lots of misery in our country today. And it seems like it's increasing as the days go by. Well, we can be down in the mouth. We can try to put our head in the sand and pretend it's not there. But eventually, it will come home to us. Job said, our days are few and full of trouble. That's just the way it is. We live in a sin-cursed world. And you can be the best Christian in the world. And you know that there's still trouble. But as a Christian, we have Jesus Christ. If you are a Christian, you have Jesus Christ to carry you through. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless, but I've given you the Holy Spirit, who is the Comforter during these times. Well, how do you receive that? You simply have to turn from your sins, and you simply have to believe on Jesus Christ. Thank you, ma'am. God bless you. Thank you for the encouragement. Sir, God is good. He gives the truth, and everlasting life. I'm just going to show you, this guy gave me a Watchman Arise bracelet. And I guess it's talking about being a spiritual watchman. And we need to rise up. We need to rise up and tell people the good news, the good cheer that's found in Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid. And don't be ashamed. We need to correct people's perspective. Not that God needs defending, but they need to understand that we have a message of good news. That's nothing to be ashamed of. We have a message that can bring good cheer. That's nothing to be ashamed of. We got something that's good for people. Something that is positive. Something that put a smile on your face. That is the good news that Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. And He did that by hanging on the cross of Calvary, paying the penalty for sin, suffering the judgment of God, the eternal judgment of God, so that justice can be satisfied. You know, God just doesn't indiscriminately give grace and salvation. Justice must be satisfied in order for God not to contradict Himself. And so Jesus hung on the cross, paid the penalty, so that justice being satisfied, He can extend mercy. So He's not violating His law. He's totally in harmony without contradiction. That's the beauty of true Christianity that you don't find in the world's religions. The more I've investigated, the more I've studied other religions, the more fully I am convinced that the God of Holy Scripture is the God who is our Creator. And the God, the only one who can give us salvation. That is the God I'm presenting to you today. Encouraging you to believe on this God. The God of all the earth. The one who not only spoke this world into existence, He's the Creator. He's not only the creator of this old world, but He's the creator of the new person. When you're born again of the Holy Spirit, you are made new in Jesus Christ. And that is the good news that I want to spread to you and to give to you if you're willing to receive it and you're willing to believe it. You want to hear about the good news? The good news in Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Mother.
Come see us at church sometime. God bless you. Thank you for hearing. Yes. Down Rule Hall.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Well, come see us again. I'm the new pastor, kind of new pastor.
Okay. You have a good day.
All right, you too. Yeah, I know. I keep moving around. I can stay warm. I want to give you something about Jesus.
Okay.
He's the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the pastor of Grace Baptist Church. I'm tired of just playing Christian. We got to tell people. And so I encourage you to believe on. Think about it. Look at our website and listen to some of the messages. Thanks for taking the literature. God bless you. How you doing, sir? I want to give you something here. No? Okay. Somebody's on the phone. How you doing? Nope. Okay. All right. Believe on Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. The Scriptures tell us. People going to and fro so often, you only got maybe a short snippet of information, but God's Word never returns unto Him void. And we can criticize this kind of way of evangelism, but oftentimes people who criticize aren't doing much evangelizing at all. This isn't the only way to evangelize, but it's a way to reach many people at one time. And it is the kind of evangelistic method that we find in the Holy Scriptures. Can we tell you about Jesus? Nope. Okay. Can we tell you about Jesus? Tell me. You want one? Okay. Okay. We're just spreading the good news about Jesus, and just want to invite you all to come to church and hear the word. We're tired of playing church. We need to get out there and tell people. Our country doesn't need people to be quiet. We need to stand up, because the media is not going to, you know. Yeah, just a little church, but we're just trying to do what God says to do. Preach the gospel to all preachers. So, all right. Thanks for taking literature. God bless you. I did, sir. Can we give you a piece of literature? It's about Jesus Christ. This old preacher back in 1800 in London, England. And this is a church. I just encourage you. All right. You take care. Once more, we want to bring the message of Jesus Christ. That dog don't like to hear the gospel either. We want to bring the message of Jesus Christ once more to your attention. May God bless you to receive the word of Jesus Christ. Open your mind to what Jesus said in His Word. Jesus said in His Word that we need to come to Him. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, Jesus says, and I will give you rest. You could say rest is kind of like peace. You've heard what the angel said. And people talk about peace on earth and goodwill toward men. Well, how do you get that peace? Well, it says in the book of Isaiah, speaking of Jesus, He's the Prince of Peace. If you want peace, if you want good cheer, you've got to come to Him. To try to eliminate Him in trying to get peace and trying to get joy doesn't make good sense. Not a wise approach. One day, the evil days come when we die, when we get older, and we got sickness, disease, and all these other kinds of things. We might be having it easy now, but there's going to be a time when it's not going to be so easy, because we are going to get older and we're going to die one day. And we may die before we get older, older. But Jesus has provided the answer to that problem.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Jesus has provided the answer to that problem. Here again, I'm coming up with a new group of people. I mean, how many people do you get to preach to when you're at just an average street corner, fairly busy street corner here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina? What a grand opportunity. You don't have to invite them to church. They're at church in a sense, or they're hearing the word anyway. At this time, you're telling them about the good news of Jesus Christ at this time. And so, here we go again. We want to invite you to take a piece of literature. You don't want to be closed-minded about it? Oh, okay. All right. All right. All right. God bless you. How you doing, sir? Just want to give you some about Jesus Christ. About Jesus Christ. You know Him? You don't know Him? Oh, man. Check Him out. Don't just believe what everybody else says about Him. If you want to at least look at it, just check it out. You know, and this is our church right here. The time our yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, hey, it's time for us to speak up. I can't speak Spanish. You got to tell the Spanish-speaking people. Our country needs to hear about Jesus. The last thing we need is to be quiet. The media is not going to cover us. They're not going to broadcast what we're saying. They hate it. So may God give you grace to speak up.
All right. All right. God bless you.
All right. Yep. That's something about Jesus for you.
Great. Thank
all right.
You.
All right. God bless you.
Yep.
Yep. Light screen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay, it looks like we're still live.